Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch. Oh, it's comedy in your ears, which we all love.
You're listening to the About Last Night podcast with my boy, Adam Ray.
Can you hear me?
Now this is a podcast. Now this is a podcast.
This ain't no riffing with Griffin shit. Although we can start off singing like R&B singers if you want to.
Riffing with Griffin. Riffing with Griffin.
That was a good episode though. I do like though how he'll never not be salty about not being one of the original three workaholics guys.
I know, man. I'm like, you should have created the show that.
Yeah. Hey, man, you have the idea with two other buddies you kind of went to college and improv class with.
I know. Eric's great.
He's the greatest.
He's always just so salty about something.
So salty, but, you know, he's got that big cartoonish smile and, you know, Goof Troop theme song laugh that you you just accept it all. You drink, sip a little cold brew? Oh, cheers to that.
He laughs the sadness away, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You did have some very profound thoughts on COVID and towards the end of the podcast. And it made me think, I go, what percentage of the country is calling it coronavirus and what percentage is going with straight COVID? Because the way you said COVID made it sound cool, made it sound like an exclusive club.
Yeah, COVID's some cool street slang. I also like calling it the Rona because that sounds like a place you want to visit.
Yeah, it does.
You know, like, hey, we're going to go up to the Rona for the weekend.
Oh, nice. Dude, Chad runs COVID if you guys want to get in.
Hello. Morning.
Oh, dude. Hello
to the neighbors. No, time doesn't matter anymore. It's just a construct, you know?
Don't get too fucking heady on me. How many – you've got the local – you're pretty much homies with most people down there now, right? It's a small community.
We're not saying where I live. That's not what we're doing here. Okay.
You're in Glendale, California, baby.
This is a SoCal living that I'm living. Yes, a lot of people think Southern California is big city. Nope, not here. not in my secret little zone.
I like the additions to the patio. I've only seen pictures, but goddamn, that, you know, as if that spot could get any more comfy.
It's so comfy now, dude. You got to get down here.
I know.
Once we can break this goddamn social quarantine.
Are you losing your mind yet?
I feel in the last like 2 days, I've started to lose my mind.
I go through stages, yeah. How do you get out of it?
Well, Chloe's here, so blowjobs help.
Blowjobs do help a lot.
That's like the main, she's flipping me off, but that is like yesterday I got all pouty and was like, and she's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, she's like, what? You're being such a bitch right now. I'm like, she's like, what do you want? I'm like, I haven't even gotten a blow job. I'm like, and she's like, it's been like 4 days. And I'm like, so thank God she's here or else. It would just be a disaster zone.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about my dick because I would have rubbed it raw.
Yeah, it's...
That's what I call my dick, the disaster zone, when I'm left alone too long.
Is there one thing you guys have been doing that's like, I don't know, just to completely turn your day around if you're like, do you go for walks? You know, everyone kind of breaks down like, oh, there's a... You know, you watch the shows and you... maybe take a walk. It's like you, there's only like a short list of things you can actually do. Even going to the store feels like a fucking death wish. You're like, oh, how bad do I want that fucking toaster strudel?
Bad. And no, we don't. Chloe hasn't left the house, which is insane. Yeah. But I've been working out so much. You can't tell. I look the exact same as you've seen me last time.
No,
but okay, thank you.
One more definition on the
got one. I got one. Big old compliment fit. But no, I'm just working out so goddamn much because I'm just so fucking bored. I'm working out like two, three hours a day.
Wow, dude, that's like high school shit.
Mom, I mean, now for me in high school, I just smoked
high school athlete. Sack. High school athlete.
Yeah. Okay.
High school athlete. Let me finish my sentence.
I was like, yeah, if you consider smoking weed and eating a bag of sour gummy worms, 2-hour workout.
I do. Yeah, no, I can see some extra def on the tries.
I've been these. Oh, fuck, dude. These, dude.
Oh man, I'm in Oregon, dude. Don't make me pay a state tax.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. God, I love that. No, what I did is I bought one of those. I always see them, and all my friends, especially in like beach areas.
Yeah.
Like surfers and beach people tend to hate cyclists.
Right.
Because they wear the dumb skin tight pants,
yep,
and the dumb helmets,
yep,
and they're all taking up all the road. And you're like, look at this fucking asshole. I'm just trying to surf. I'm trying to be a cool surf guy. And then all my friends are the cool surf guys. And I've always been like, that looks kind of fun though. So I bought me one of those dumb, they call them butt darts. That's what they call them down here. So I'm a nice little butt dart. I'm just fucking
on the bike. Oh my God. Is it the best?
Just with the, little schlips, the handrails.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you're just fucking bombing those hills, baby.
And the short shorts.
So, I got tights. I got tights. Oh, I'm all tied it up. You could see the dick just
gotta be
just tight, just smacking. That's my whole dick. That's my entire dick, and it's just curled in a little.
Oh gosh. Gooch. You got quarantine wing.
Quarantine cock.
Yeah, the activities where you're at is, you know, there's no shortage of that. Have you paddleboarded, or is the weather not conducive?
Yeah, it's great. I've been paddleboarding. I've been kayaking. I feel bad because, like, I talk to other friends that are like in an apartment in the like deep valley.
Yeah.
And somehow it's like a nice 70 degrees here and it's 130 degrees there already. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I'm like, you can't. Like, my AC's broken. I only have one room. And I'm like,
just paddleboard, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, they're like, what'd you do? And I'm like, took the boat out at sunset.
And I don't know how to relate to you anymore.
I can't relate to you guys anymore.
Yeah, that does. I mean, it sucks. It's a universal suckage, but there's different degrees.
There's levels to the suck. It doesn't suck as bad.
Yeah.
For me. But yeah, it's just boring mostly, right? Yeah. Aren't you just kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm reading.
Are you reading?
I'm reading. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm reading. I'm reading this Robin Williams biography.
Yeah.
How fucking thick this bitch is, dude.
How many chapters?
All these words I'm going to read. Actually, it's kind of, I just started it. I'm 70 pages in. Kind of a snooze, man.
What?
Don't read this biography. There has to be other biographies. Sorry, Dave. It's cough. You went in the weeds a little too much for me. I just want the hits.
Yeah, dude.
It starts off.
Talk about his audition.
It was like, great. I'm not there yet. I'd love to get there.
Oof.
That's another 250 pages. It's like 800 pages in this bitch.
Can't do that.
And by that, it's 450. But
that's a lot. That's half.
It starts with his grandparents. You learn about them first, and then his parents, and then him as a true child. And I'm like, yeah, but what about when he got to the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want to know about. Like, stuff that I can, you relate know, to. Like relate to, yeah. or
also it's interesting. Like,
yeah, or at least be like, oh, that's interesting and cool. I'm like, yeah, he played with soldiers as a kid.
No,
he played with toys. Oh. Yeah, so he was every child, every male child in America.
Oh, he was a young boy. Okay. Oh, cool.
Oh, cool. And they're like, no, but he was really into his toys. I'm like, yeah, I obviously had He-Man battles every day.
Yeah, dude. They're like, yeah, but he loves snacks.
Yeah, I love snacks. I guess what? I'm in Hook 2. Cast me up, man.
Bangarang, baby.
Bangarang.
Yeah, that's there's a couple books I'm trying to read. There's actually books that I've been wanting to go back, like books like there's a book that they recommend that everyone should read that gets in the business called The Artist's Way. And I thought about reading that, but then I was like, you know, like.
Yeah, but is that
if I haven't read it now, there's certain things where you go, if I haven't done it now, like the quarantine, I mean, I don't know. I think you know also like a week or two, there's always like a buffer period with this where I feel like you got to get your bearings. You got to get some sort of a like, all right, like, let me kind of see if this is actually going to be what life is like for a few months before I do the things that I will feel bad I didn't do after this, right?
Like, yeah, so, for sure.
So I'm trying to go like, all right, like, when it first hit, I was like, oh, man, if this goes on for a while, I'll read some books. Now we're like a month in, and I'm like, all right, you know, 2 more months, and then I'll probably grab that book, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to have a book I'm reading. Yeah, I feel like it's easier. I mean, look at this cute-ass little tugboat that's passing. What the fuck is that, dude?
Oh, my God, dude. That is a true dream.
I feel like it's easier to read books at the beach. I feel like
it is.
It's like if I'm just in my house,
too many distractions.
Like in LA, I wouldn't.
Well,
I wouldn't read books.
Well, again, we're also talking. You know, you've got Pac-Man distraction. You've got jam distraction. You've got pool distraction. You've got TV distraction. You got fridge distraction. You got view distraction. You got.
There's distractions out there. Books. Yeah, I've been doing good with books. I haven't been writing as much as I would like. Every night, it's always at the end of the night that I'm like, tomorrow, I'm getting my ass up. I'm going to hit that keyboard. Click, clack, click, clack. Comedy bits and hits, baby. Nothing but that shit in the morning. Then I sleep in. Then I wake up late.
Yeah.
Then I nudge Chloe to have sex with me until she tells me to leave. Then I go downstairs.
Yeah.
Then I make myself breakfast.
Yeah.
Then I watch 40 minutes of CNN as I yell at the TV. And then I turn to Fox to see what they're saying.
These all sound like
it's right insane. Thing. Yeah. And then I take an afternoon nap.
Yeah.
With a new station on, have nightmares, wake up, work out for 3 hours. Been doing that for months, don't see a difference. And then have dinner. And then it's too dark outside to write. I always make weird excuses. I'm like, oh, it's so dark, I can't. I've got to watch 35 episodes of Entourage right now.
Yeah.
I'm like going back and watching weird shows. I'm by the way, Entourage, dumb show, but go back and watch it.
Oh, would so not fun. Hold up now.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Well, everyone is so homophobic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in the first season,
Turtle can't even get his dick sucked. He must be a fucking gay guy. You're like,
yeah. Oh. Absolutely. It's like a turtle's so fucking horny. He's like, hey, can I buy $100? This girl's gonna jerk me off in the back. Drama won't give me any money if it's for sex stuff. And then Ari comes in, he's like, yeah, fuck her. And then they're like, oh, don't you have a Mrs. Ari? And he's like, oh, boys gotta be boys. And you're like, Jesus, guys.
And then it's like next week.
I just plowed through season one, and I'm like, holy shit. And if I remember correctly, season one, they just threw everything against the wall. And then by season two or three, this is how bored I am, is I'm like going in depth with Entourage.
Here's your podcast.
By season two or three, they like realize that doesn't make the characters likable and endearing, and like laid off them wanting to get their dick jerked off at every premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every movie premiere, they're like, yeah.
It is one of those shows that is like, you know, can it stand the test of time? I don't know. What is it? Is it entertaining and easy to digest during this time? Fucking of course.
Absolutely. Have it on blast.
What about
been, a lot of people are watching Workaholics, which is nice. I see a lot of people on my Instagram DMing me dumb little clips of my big fat 25-year-old head being like, there's no, you know.
Are there, I mean, you've always had like memes and GIFs, but are there any during this quarantine that are like popping up extra heavy? They're like, can't wait to get back to work. And are you going like, I don't know what episode that was.
Not from. Really memes and GIFs, but people like will DM me of them watching, like it's on their story, and then they tag me, and then I, you know, I'm so bored, I'm looking at all that shit now. Yeah. So I'll see that they've tagged me and watched the clip. And the one clip is from an episode called Pajama Time, Stop Pajama Time. Yes. And we went to commercial break, and we couldn't say fuck on Workaholics because it was a, you know, sitcom. Yeah. But we could bleep it out. And, but the way we got around it once is I go, I realize I'm about to get fired. Like I'm on the list of, people that my boss is going to fire.
Yeah.
And I see my name on the list and I go, we cut to commercial break and then come back after commercial break and go,
That's fucking genius.
Commercial break.
How hard were you guys laughing when you came up with that? You're like, this is the Emmy, dude. This is where they give it to us.
Yeah, we were. We never were angling for Emmy.
Oh, okay.
A GLAAD award. That's what we. We were nominated for a GLAAD award once.
That's sick.
The gay and lesbian association of disparate distribution. I don't know what it stands for. Yeah.
People have been watching the special a lot too, which is dope. I see you reposting those.
Yeah, that's
cool. What a great time for that. And you know, it's like people are so thirsty for, you know, comedy. It's nice to have one up there.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, it's cool that people are watching it and taking it. It's cool for like people like D'Elia and Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer, who they just dropped them. That's I'm like jealous of those guys. I'm like, oh man, that'd be so cool to have the special come out like
extra as spike.
Just sitting at home. Yeah. Just going, oh God. I wish I had a new comedy. Wait a second.
Yeah.
A shirtless Kreischer. I'm in.
Yeah. Do you watch them? Do you like to watch those? Or are you one of those comics that's like, I'll watch 20? Most comics, and I think Bert and a few other people I've heard that are like, I can't. They like, I watch 20 minutes of somebody's and then I'm out because I don't want to. I just can't. I do it so much and whatever. Are you one of those comics that?
Kind of. Like, yeah. I have to not really know the guy.
Yep.
Or like, really put the guy on, like, I think that they're just so elite that I'm like, oh, I should watch their stuff just to see how their brains work.
Yep.
But like for Chris and like the guys I just mentioned, I'm like, I consider them peers, and so I'm like, that, yep, they did that.
Yep.
Good for them. You know, and I'll watch 20 minutes. I usually will watch the beginning to see like if they did anything different or their set design usually to see how well it looks and how well it was shot. And then, but you know, most of everybody's bits, you know, just from seeing them at the clubs.
Yeah.
So you'll see, you know, you're like, Chris is going to do, he's fucking dolphins and stuff. He's growing at babies.
I guess you just got to watch him for something completely out of the ordinary. Just like if Chris were just to walk out and immediately just like reach into his pants and act like he was going to pull it out and then just go, And you're like, I did some,
okay, I never saw him do that before.
You got me, dude. New opener.
But yeah, but no, I'll watch. But by the way, those, I think, those guys are all super funny. I'm just I've seen their stuff. I'm around them enough. But yeah, like I'll watch all of like a Chappelle special or a Chris Rock special or
1,000%.
You know, anyone like that. I didn't see Louis's
special. I purchased it on my computer, and I think I'm just waiting for the right plant. I'm sorry, the right time.
Yeah.
Someone's getting crazy in the hotel room in Oregon.
It would be great if the whole special is just him just in front of a potted plant going, okay, just a second. There's a lot of people here. I'm used to two people. Just hang on.
That's
okay. I know there's too many. Okay.
And then he finishes and then starts the special.
No, it takes him a whole hour. It's just a performance art piece.
Okay. Yeah. A lot more people watch. Yeah, you know, there'd either be just an onslaught of like, I can't believe he did this, or just some weird entertainment journalism going on where they're like, Louis takes chances and it pays off, you know, like, everyone's just like, this was the comeback we were waiting for. Acknowledge it, make fun of it, move on. Like, it's not really what he did.
He didn't move on. He jerked off at a plant for an hour.
There were no jokes. Did you watch the special?
I'm just kidding. There's nobody there. Hey guys, comedian Adam Wright here. Hope you're enjoying this episode of the About Last Night podcast. Boy, I gotta tell you, I've been feeling good lately. And the reason why? Koi CBD. That's right. Back in the game, feeling like my best self. Look, Koi CBD is the best CBD company in the business. I don't care what you hear from other people, other comics, Koi CBD. See, I got so much BBD, CBD inside me, I ain't even fucking talking right. You know why? Because I slept well on the Koi CBD gummies. That's right. They've got everything from tinctures to bath bombs to gummies. They got a skincare line coming soon. They got hand sanitizer during these times. It's very important. So what you want to do, if you want to start feeling like your best self, you want to take some Koi CBD bombs, put them in the bath. Okay. What? Yeah, come on in. Jackson, I'm doing an ad for my podcast. Can you say hi?
Hello.
Say, I use CBD gummies.
I use CBD gummies.
From Koi.
From Koi.
Koi's the best.
Koi's the best.
It makes me feel good.
It makes me feel good.
I feel like my best self.
I feel my best self.
Look at these muscles.
Look at these muscles.
Kiss them. If you get Koi CBD right now, you go to KoiCBD.com, promo code AboutLastNight, and you get 20% off your first order. That's incredible. Bath bombs, tinctures, skincare, hand sanitizer, gummies. They've got everything. They're my favorite. It's who I use. So start using it for you too. I can't recommend these guys enough. They're homies and all this shit works. Jackson, say 20% off.
20% off.
If you use the promo code About Last Night.
If you use the promo code After Night.
About Last Night.
About Last Night.
Show them those guns again. Kiss them. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
I work out so fucking much now, dude. I have like jock body where I'm like, oh, I gotta stretch it out.
I know.
So if you see me
flexing,
use one of those. You know, actually, my neck. Why I'm doing one of these maneuvers every once in a while. You'll see me like I have a tick. That's from when we went on tour, and we're on the bus, and the bus goes. This is how the bus goes. The bus goes like this. The bus is driving straight, right? You would think the bed would also go straight, but the bed in the back in the master bedroom was sideways.
Yeah.
So every time he tapped the brakes, I was like rolling out of my bed. And when you guys were on the bunks, much more comfortable because you guys are going straight ahead. So when they tap the brakes, you just kind of rocked forward, like you're rocking yourself to sleep. So I became so tense. I became so tense in my bed that it was the second to last show of that tour, and I like did a classic like Jim Carrey like someone stop me kind of head
yeah,
move
yeah yeah
and something went ting in my neck, and it was all red, and I couldn't move my neck left and right, and it was like all red, and it was like bumped up, and then now I still like have to like crack my neck all the time.
What the fuck?
What the fuck, dude? So I should go to some sort of chiropractor or something, but I never will, and I'll just live with the pain forever.
No, well, is that, you know, I know Chuck reached out to Zachy on his birthday. Is that?
I saw that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Chuck, our bus driver.
Yeah. If people go back and listen to the Adam Devine tour recap episode, they'll hear who and what Chuck is and does. And
well, one of the many recap episodes that we've done. We did
all three tours.
We've done a few. Yeah.
Yeah, those are, I mean, arguably some of the best. Do you miss tour? Does that, like, I'm always curious, like, the things that start to come back into your, like, with this much downtime, you have so much more time to think about everything and reminisce, or, you know. When I miss stand-up, then I start thinking about, you know, I miss even getting on a plane or getting on a bus, and then I start thinking, it just takes me down a rabbit hole of experiences. And, man, tour, a bunch has popped up where I'm like, oh, I bet Adam misses it. Even though it's, I don't know if one was on the docket coming up, but probably even more so now. Maybe it's going to fuel one. Maybe that's going to make you, you know, try to really get one on the books when things resume because of this.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was just so, after the shooting the special, which has been like 2 years now.
Wow.
No, a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was November of 2018.
We're coming up on Adam Devine Day.
2018. Yeah. And after that, I was just, we had toured that show so much. And then I went right into doing the Righteous Gemstones and shooting some movies and just trying to get that stuff off the ground. I was like, you know what? I'm going to concentrate on this stuff for a while. The acting and the writing, the producing type stuff. And then now that I haven't really done stand up in a real way in over a year, now I'm like, oh fuck, I miss it so much. Dude.
Yeah.
Just because something about being in front of an audience and like that nervous energy you have right before you go on stage. And then you go out and just, you know, annihilate every fucking night, dude.
So tired of fucking crushing, dude.
When you go out there and just fucking slay them, bro. Yeah, I miss it. I miss it big time.
Oh, go ahead.
I also need to write some fucking jokes now that I have all this downtime instead of screaming at CNN.
I will say this, though, and I've told you this before live. It's like you know, you have an ability and like, you know, it's not everybody gets to have this, and it's probably come from your years of just, I don't know. I mean, you probably, even before you started to do like actual improv, you know, offset and then getting onto a show and having workaholics be so conducive to play and you know, ad lib, but like, you've always been good at writing on the spot. So there's been times even when you're like, oh, I'd have to sit down and really, and yeah, you would, you know, want to ideally get into the clubs and have a game plan and somewhat of a set list. But there's been times where, you know, you've written five new minutes on stage. I think there was a show in Iowa where you did stuff about your mom and a lobster, like taking you to Red Lobster for a birthday and how that was like considered really fancy or something, like, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Multiple times where you were ripping stuff that wasn't planned. Or if we were talking about it earlier in the day and then you'd try it on stage and it would get laughs because you just understand, you have a good joke brain where it's like, once you get a seed of an idea, you know how to like, also, so you know how to like, you know, navigate through it, but you also are fearless and don't, that's a big part of stand-up is with a new bit, especially is having any sort of, oh, I don't want to do this because what if it doesn't go well, or bailing. But you never do that. So those things combined, it's like you're going to be on a faster track to putting it together. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're right. I am great, aren't I?
I mean, these are a lot of great compliments. The compliment fish is getting pulled in.
Got one! Yeah, hooked him, baby.
No, but I'm being.
That's a compliment fish. He's a largemouth compliment fish.
I mean, I'm being sincere.
Thank you, man.
I know you really well, so I know that that's the case. So.
Well, thanks, dude. Yeah, no, I need. Yeah, thank you. I need to just. Yeah. It's just a practice. Yeah. It's the sitting down and doing it. And I feel like if I wasn't doing so much other stuff, I definitely would be more focused on it, because I'd have to be. But yeah. I have the luxury of being a little lazy when it comes to my stand-up right now. But I do miss it. That's why I'm reading books about Robin Williams. And I'm like, when are they going to talk about the improv? It is cool when you read like documentaries or watch things about old comics and listen to podcasts when older comics talk about like their glory days and stuff. Yeah. Because I was telling Chloe this the other day, I'm like, it's such a shared experience with every comic that it like has any kind of a career, is you all started there. Like every comic that started in LA all started at the Improv and the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. 100%.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's not like somebody that's no, actually I only played the haha and now I'm DL Hughley or whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel like there is an extra bond there. And that's, I mean, the fact that, you know, you started working there, but that was, the Improv was the first club that I was regularly at, which is how we really met and started to become homies, because
that's
just
right.
being around there more, and like then starting a show there with Saratella, but doing a lot of side shows and the Improv I think was a little more generous too about, you know, once you got into Abrams, or I think that's who was booking at the time, and even Matt Coman, like once you
Matt
got into
Coman was my boy.
Yeah, once you got into a rotation, it was a little more generous with new up and coming developing comics to get, and just, I don't know, it felt, there was more of a hang too. There was more.
Well, also I feel like the Improv is the type of place that you go, you grow, and then
it's better rhyme.
And then you go, you grow, you show, and then you blow, baby. Oh, then you'd go there. You'd grow into a better comic, and then you would go and perform. You'd start to headline the Improvs. So then you're on the road.
Yeah.
And the Comedy Store, some of those guys, like obviously now a lot of them have gone on and there are huge theater touring acts. But like when we first started in like the early 2000s, there were some guys that have been there for 30 years.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they're still there every day, and they still give them spots. And I think it's changed a little bit. I think there still are some legacy guys that are around.
Yeah.
But it used to be like half the lineup, you're like, man, this guy's been here telling these jokes for 20 years and he's never changed his act. And it's all the same. And I feel like that in the early 2000s, it was definitely, I feel like that's why younger comics went to the Improv more. And also for me, the Improv in those days, and it's changed now, but the Improv in those days was just a much nicer, more inviting place.
Yeah.
Like the Comedy Store used to be fucking scary.
It was
dark,
dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Like heroin fucking junkies hanging out right outside. There wasn't that like bar front area. Like there wasn't a bar there. That was just like a hangout area.
Yeah.
Where like fucking kids would try to sell you candy bars while someone was like doing a line off a tranny's titty in the fucking corner, and you're like, all right, I'm just trying to sign up for a potluck. Yeah. Meanwhile, this kid is fucking kicking me in the shins for not buying a candy bar. I'm like, I don't want candy bar, man.
No, dude, I'm trying to make.
I'm trying to get my 2 minutes. Yeah.
I don't got time for Kit Kat purchases. One thing I think that you would be crushing with new material is your showcase of your mom's sign game. Penny Devine is crushing the mom game, but dude, her sign game is almost about to trump her mom game.
I mean, her side game is out of fucking control. Like, my mom, for people that are like sign game, thinking like she's a sign language person.
Yeah.
I
don't know what that was.
She's not, but she has all the like classic Midwestern mom signs.
Yeah.
That's like.
Can you name a few?
I can't even name them right now. It's all wine related. It's like. like go to my Instagram. I've tagged it as a highlight, that little button right there, and there's like 50 some signs in her home.
All right, love makes a home. Love grows best in a house like this. I love you, a bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck. My mom used to say that. That's classic. That one I really love.
My mom still says that. Yeah.
Here's heaven has a dog. Time to drink wine and dance on the table. That's a sign. if you can't imagine it, you can dream it, and you can become. If you can't imagine it, you can dream it, you can become it. Let's get naughty, but it's a nautical sign. That might be my fave.
Nice, Penny.
This one just says got like, wine. I mean,
got wine. That's a rug. That's right when you walk in the house. It says got wine. Like sort of flexing on her guests. Like, hey, did you bring the shit?
Yeah.
Did you bring it?
Oh, you just brought yourself?
You better got wine. Hey, don't wipe your shoes. Don't wipe your shoes there if you don't got wine. You better turn your ass back around, go back to the store, get you some wine before you come back in here. Read the sign, motherfucker.
But later.
Yeah. Yeah, they're down in Lake of the Ozarks now. They just retired, my parents. And they're down there. They are loving it, dude. My sister just, she quarantined here in LA, but she has like a little one bedroom apartment, like right off Venice Boulevard.
Nice.
And like, there's like a homeless encampment, like right off her bedroom window. And like homeless people will like knock on her window at night. She's like, hello. And so she's like, I got to get out of here. I can't social quarantine in this apartment.
Fuck no.
I'm going to go fucking nuts. So she just packed up her car and drove to Lake of the Ozarks. And is just with my parents now and is down there. And I like try to call them. Every time I call them, they're just too drunk to talk to.
There is a too drunk to talk to, by the way. If you, everyone's kind of like, you make it through the conversation. No, there's... And what is that for your phone? How can you tell? Is it if your dad picks up and just goes, hey, like, what is he?
No, my dad is all about like, my dad.
You gotta get here.
My dad hates Trump. And I also think Trump's a fucking idiot, you know, but my dad is obsessed with it to where like when he gets drunk, he's like, let me tell you something. God damn. Fuck Trump. This is a great impression. You know my dad. This is actually a good impression.
Unreal.
Like when he gets drunk. Fuck Trump. Oh, yeah. Fucking Cheeto. Looks like a Cheeto. You're like, all right. All right. Can I talk about?
Hey, honey. I love you. I love you so much. You're so gracious. Thank you so much. When you have.
What's up?
Thank you. For when you see it,
what did I help you with?
I just love you so much.
Okay. Hey, is Brittany there?
Hi, Adam. Wow. Oh, we're okay. We're drinking a little bit. Mom and Dad are so drunk.
I'm like, all right.
They can't handle this shit.
Yeah, they can't handle this shit. I'm going crazier with them. They're so drunk all the time. All right. Okay.
Oh my God. That's...
Well, it's noon on a Tuesday, so
I guess I'll talk to you tonight.
I guess I'll talk. I don't know when I could talk to you. That would be that we can have any kind of conversation.
Oh, I've actually, my God. That's so
funny. I've been like, you know me and my love of drinks. Love them, dude. Love them.
Get them away from you.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Sleep, 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 sleep. I haven't been drinking that much. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Everyone's like,
what's a social thing for you, man? You know?
Yeah, it must. I don't really drink alone, really, but it's a social thing, and I'm a very social person.
Yeah.
So when it's not quarantine, that's like a 4 or 5 times a week thing.
Yeah.
Where like I'm out and about, I go to dinners, I go to parties,
yep.
blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Life. Hollywood lifestyle, baby.
Try to turn me up.
And man, I'm just not at all. I don't even really want to. I'm like, Chloe will have a couple glasses of wine at night. And she's like, have some with me. And I'm like, I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, dude.
Nothing matters.
Yeah. I was the first week in the change, I was smoking a lot of pot at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think my weed intake has gone up excrementally.
But that is a more, you don't need 4 or 5 people to smoke weed.
Did I just say excrementally? Is excrementally a tiny amount or is that a lot? You know what I should do during this downtime?
Incrementally, I think. What should you do during this downtime?
I should do like a word of the day. I should do like some brain games, man, because really some, one of these will come in and I'm saying excrementally looking like a fucking asshole.
Oh, wait, it is a word. Yeah, excrementally.
It's obviously, it's a word. I know it's a word. Did I use it correctly? I meant more. Exponentially is what I think I meant.
It's a cross between exponentially and incrementally, the degree to which random events can be compounded in ever-increasing amounts. When shit piles up all over the place.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
I take it back. I don't need a word of the day, man, because I just fucking crushed that shit.
Yeah, you
dude.
Did, dude. That was amazing.
That was wild, man. Yeah.
Because at first I was like, wait, should I stop and address this? But I also
think you're like, hey, should we stop the podcast and edit that out so Adam doesn't look like a fucking idiot?
But I just yes and it. Yeah, dude. No, I get you.
Yeah,
that's
for
a word.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Well, you're a nice guy. You do things like that.
I do. I'm the ultimate yes ander, make you feel good.
You are really good at yes anding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold up, wait a minute. What did you just say?
Dude, remember when
I'm a yes, and you're an idiot because it's not a word.
Oh, and I love it too because it's actually, and this is what's great about being social with booze. When we were in, I think we were in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and shout out to all the protesters, by the way. And
big shout out to them doing God's work, man. Hey, good looking out.
Yo, by the way, I love the guys with masks and guns. On the steps of the
still wearing the masks, you're like, okay, well,
you can't be one foot in, one foot out. Yeah, dude.
I mean, what just a dick slap on the forehead to every doctor and nurse in their area where they're like, fuck you, fuck you, I gotta get out there. Like, yeah, man, I don't know, people are dying. Let's just,
yeah, but we were in Michigan and we were having some cocktails and we were watching. The NBA season was going on, and you guys were in your fantasy league. And by the way, it's my audio is good. You can hear me, right?
Silky smooth.
Okay. We're watching a game on a phone while you and Walshy were tracking your season, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happened, and I was like, I think it was Eddie Jones. We just got talking about old players, and I was like, Eddie Jones was unbelievable. And you go, was he? And I go, yeah, he was.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I go, he was 6'6". I start coming up with things, and you go, and then you break down, you go, he was, you know, yeah, 6'6", a gifted, young black man. He, you know, was the, like, fourth overall pick. Like, all these things that you're like, it's not that unbelievable what he was doing.
Yeah, I'm like, pretty believable. Like, that you're, like.
Yeah.
And he was. And I still, to this day, I stand by that statement.
No, I know
where
you're
like, oh, so unbelievable. He was unbelievable. And I'm like, no, he's believable. Jordan was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where you can't believe the things he's doing.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Who was it? Eddie Young?
Eddie Jones, I think.
Eddie Jones. Yeah. Eddie Jones. And I'm like, yeah. And I remember Eddie Jones.
Yeah.
But
fine.
But believable.
Yeah.
Not going to be a Hall of Famer.
No.
So you believe everything he did. You can believe all. He was in the pros. He is a pro.
Yeah. So you believe
that
he was.
And a decent pro.
Yeah, if
you
he's
can
in
believe
the
he can make the shots and and make the passes. Oh, all yeah. believable stuff.
Unbelievable.
If he was a middle schooler, if he was in middle school and they bring him up and he's yeah. a 6'6 middle schooler, yeah. that they're like, he's in middle school. He's so good.
Kid,
he's got to be pro. Then you're like, it's unbelievable that the NBA broke all rules.
Yeah, yeah.
They're supposed to play 1 year of college. They bring up this seventh grader to play in the league. That would be an unbelievable thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If he had a tail, if it was like they cut a little hole out of his back of his shorts and he just had a little tail that came out the back.
Yeah.
That'd be an unbelievable thing. He wouldn't even have to play. He could just be a total bench warmer. But then they would every once in a while cut to like a little shot of him on the bench and then pan down to next to his leg. And you just see his little tail hanging out from behind the seat. That'd be an unbelievable thing where they just like every once in a while, they're like, hey, quick break from the game real quick. Let's check in on
a tail check in
on Eddie's tail.
Yeah, I guess
it's unbelievable.
If he was unbelievable, I guess he wouldn't. He would have a 10-part miniseries about him. How excited are you on a scale from 1 to 10 to watch The Last Dance?
Well, hang on. Do you still think that he's unbelievable?
No, you convinced me. You convinced me otherwise. Let's just say, if this was like a debate, if we were on the debate teams in high school, and that was one of the topics. Which, by the way, if you and I both were, that would be one of the topics. And you would have won. You would have won that round.
Yes. Podcast.
That's a lot of good points. And then I would have been like,
good, because it's if you know anything about me, it's all about winning. It's all about winning every time.
Give me those W's, baby.
I'm the Trump of comedy, baby. It's all about winning. Keep them numbers low. Carnival Cruise, stay off the coast, keep them numbers low. Tiny hands, little itty bitty movements.
Oh, did you hear
you? Having fun, dude. Not drinking. This is iced coffee.
I like it. Wait, are you pumped for this Jordan doc though? And will Chloe watch it with you?
Yeah,
it's gonna
be. I'm
is that an engaged, like, you know, because
very excited.
You guys got to watch each other's shit, and it since you are just you together, like there's she could leave the room, but I bet she likes sports enough to where I would think the rareness of a 10-part series that's been, by the way, they filmed this shit for a year straight in 1997-98 and it's now coming out. What the fuck? That's
well, it's cool. I think Chloe will appreciate it. Like, she likes going to basketball games. We go to a lot of basketball games, as you know. And
Seems like she loves it.
And she loves the atmosphere of it. Like, the fun, how exciting it is, seeing all the crazy people that are sitting courtside.
Yeah.
The booze, the dancers, the halftime shows, the food, you know, that kind of stuff. The basketball, when there's something exciting, she's like, woo, wow, a dunk. I like I'm making her sound like a fucking idiot. Ooh, a dunk. But she, like, when we watch games at home, she doesn't really care.
No.
Other than if it's like final seconds and it's like buzzer beater when the drama's baked in. But I think since this is a documentary, she'll enjoy the drama of what they're going to build, which is this last season, The Last Dance. You know, the drama between all the players.
Right.
Are they going to show the clip of Michael Jordan punching Steve Kerr in the face?
Oh,
I don't know, but I'm excited to see.
I know. I want to see that so bad. Did you see that?
I got some heat.
Why?
Because I was on First Take.
It was so great.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Thanks, but they hit me with the, like, what are you most excited about this documentary coming out?
I saw that. You seemed a little go ahead.
Yeah, I was, like, a little flustered because they're like, what's your favorite Jordan moment? And I'm like, whoa. Like, I haven't thought about my favorite Jordan moment in
forever.
You need
time for that question.
And then I thought of, like, that cross-up. I think it was against the Cavaliers or someone, and when it crossed him up and then made the fadeaway in the semifinals to go to the finals. And it was like off one foot at the top of the key.
Right.
And he made it. And then he jumped up and did one of those.
Yeah.
But I didn't explain it well enough because I was like kind of trying to remember exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And then I also said like just as a comment, as like a bit, I was like my favorite part is that commercial he did with the Hitler mustache.
Yeah.
As like a joke.
Yeah.
And then people are like, how fucking dare you, bro? I thought you're a basketball fan. Like people like on the internet, they're like, you came up with his fucking Hitler mustache, the greatest of all time, and that's all you can think about, you fucking idiot. Like multiple people came after me. I'm like, God,
Jesus. Man. Oh, all you can remember is that he pushed Haynes on the American public.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah.
By the way, I gotta give me some Haynes. Been a while since I strapped into some Haynes.
Dude, it feels good, dude.
What type of undies do you wear, Adam? I can see you still rocking Old Navy. You rock some Old Navies. Some Old Navy you bought at the turn of the millennium.
They might have gone out of style, but they ain't leaving these undergarments. I'm rocking some Calvin Klein's right now. Soft and smooth.
That's when I first started to make any amount of money. That was like the first thing I went out and bought. Because you just want some nice, comfy cotton stroke in your shaft as you walk through these Hollywood streets, you know? Tell me you know what I'm talking about.
I do. If Polo Sport or Tommy Hilfiger had underwear, which they probably do.
They do, for sure.
Did you ever have the Michael Jordan cologne? Were you that much of a nut to
buy? I didn't buy that cologne because I was always like, for sure, every basketball player looks like they smell, and I don't want to smell like how I imagine them smelling.
Okay, fair enough.
Because they're so fucking sweaty out there, and you're just like, that's not a good smell. I don't want to bottle that up and sell it. So I never went with that. During that time of my life, I was like cool water all day because cool water, I heard through a Maxim magazine article that it was an aphrodisiac.
Probably.
But also, that means nothing. That means nothing. And I was like, oh, so scientifically, women will be attracted to this. And that's what the article said. So I was just like, just fucking bathing in it, dude. I would reek like cool water cologne. I don't wear cologne anymore. You wear cologne, though.
I do. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put cologne on to take a shit.
Are you stinky? What's going on with your natural scent? Do you even know what your natural scent is?
Oh yeah, yeah. And Amanda can attest. It's a sweet, loving, earthy, dewy,
earthy.
Chewy. Here's what I love about cologne. I like to smell good, and I like to look. It's not like I can really smell it when I'm. It's not like I put it on, walk into a restaurant, and then walk back out just so I can smell my waft. But it's like I like feeling like that. Look, it's the same thing with breath, you know, like I take care of that. Like when we get out of this, if we are able to be in close proximities again, the amount of times that I've been close to someone and they've been like, has been just so seldom. But I remember those times because it was so like, oh God, I let myself go out into a place and got close enough to someone to where they were like it's a very... It's the moral.
So you must, dude, you must be a stinky person. You stink. Because that's literally never happened to me. I've never, never.
Do you wear deodorant? I
just fart. Yes, I wear deodorant.
Oh, well, I don't wear deodorant. I just do cologne. I'm joking. How many deodorant sprays? I'm going
to throw my fucking computer against the wall.
How many licks are you going underneath the pits, though?
There's many, like four or five licks. I don't know.
It's a lot of licks. Okay. Well, I don't know who taught you. Did you read that in a Maxim magazine? Four shushes.
This isn't about my deodorant, dude. This is about how much you stink, how bad you smell, and why you need to mask it with so much cologne. That's what this is about.
No one's complaining. Have they kicked me out of the Grand Hotel in Salem, Oregon yet? Nah.
Is that where you're at?
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Up here visiting Pops because stepmom is baby.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. Part of life, but it is crazy.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that you've got like fucking big dumb curtains and fucking stupid artwork in your house. I'm like, I guess I haven't been over in a while.
No.
You got this weird
what room
hotel
is this?
Room. I feel so comfortable in hotels that I just decked out my bedroom like a
dude,
decent hotel.
I got these Muppet Show curtains and this grandparents' friend's couch and a lamp from the set of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I mean, this could be more. Yeah, we couldn't have more contrasting backgrounds right now.
Well, it was a beautiful day, and then I talked to you, and the whole day just went to shit, dude.
Oh well, let me get some fucking Michael Jordan cologne to spray on that dark day.
Did you have the Jordan cologne?
I did, but I also had Jordan shirts, which I love. Tell me what you, when I posted that picture of me wearing a Mariners hat. This is 1992. I'm 10 years old.
Yeah.
M's hat, Jordan shirt, classic Jordan shirt, where it's just like this awesome colored outline of him dunking and a big pic of his face. Colorado Rockies shorts, Patrick
Ewing all over the
shoes,
place.
And real thick black socks all over the place. Clearly single mom living where she's like, be you. Also, I can afford five shorts for the year and six shirts. So just mix and match and rotate, rinse and repeat.
Well, and, you look like such a – and this is the reason that you have such an affection for the 90s is you were like – the most 90s kid,
yeah,
where it was just like a 90s kid who was into sports, so then had to wear head to toe sports stuff,
yeah,
100% of the time. And I just liked that kid. You just seemed like a nice young man.
Yeah, dude, real
you also seemed like you it was just you and then just you shrunk down into a little boy's body. You just went gur-gur-gur-gur.
A kid I used to work with at Albertsons posted on that picture. He goes, I don't see any difference between this kid and you today.
Yeah, I mean, shit, you're wearing the Seattle hat right now.
Oh my God, so funny. Bad ideas before we wrap up. You got to chat about that. When is it?
We got to, dude. We have to plug.
Dude, can we plug?
You got a plug.
Well, I'm also very, you know, I haven't talked to you about it since you got back. I only talked to you prior, and you were going to Amazon to fucking put fish in your pants and then jump into a lake with killer fish.
Piranhas, yes. Yeah, the show is – get ready for that beep, beep. Plug it in. It's called Bad Ideas, yeah. And it's essentially I do dumb, inherently bad ideas with my celebrity friends.
Yep.
And the goal was to travel around the world, do all these crazy, dumb, bad ideas. And, oh, boy, dude. I hired this other production company. The production company's fine, but they recommended this showrunner. I've never done a travel show before. If we did a scripted show, I would have my list of guys that I could go like, yeah, no, I'd like it if he could run the show or I'd run the show,
yeah,
or some version of that. But I've never done a travel show, so I don't really – it's a different animal. So we hired this dude. Not going to call him out, Mike. Yep. And no, we're – he, dude, was full-on an alcoholic and, like, suicidal. Like, was out of his mind, man.
Fuck.
Was puking on the way to work. And we were doing dangerous stuff. I was swimming in the Amazon River wearing a meat diaper trying to get piranhas to attack me. I was driving on one of the world's most dangerous road in an ice cream truck. I've never driven a stick before. And it's a one-lane dirt road on the side of a mountain.
Oh, my God.
1,000-foot cliffs. And this was the guy in charge. It was out of control.
Did it make you terrified?
We go to the Bahamas,
yeah,
to dive with sharks, which I've done before. I've dove with sharks a handful of times now and did Shark Week last year.
Yep.
Went to the Bahamas, kind of same region, same spot. We saw hundreds of sharks, dude. So many sharks down there. Very confident there was going to be sharks down there. But we hired like a professional crew of shark people.
Yep.
This guy hires two Bahaman men with a boat, not even a diving boat, to take us out there's not a shark to be found. For 2 days straight, it's us just staring in the water waiting for sharks, throwing meat, so much meat in the water, nothing. Nothing. I told them, I'm like, dude, we need to get multiple boats. That way, when sharks come to one area, we can haul ass over there while another boat is setting up another area. We film with us with the sharks. Then the sharks, different sharks come over here.
Yeah.
Then we zip over there and see the sharks there. And he's like, yeah, no, totally, man. Yeah, yeah, got that. And then we'll show up on the day. There's one boat with two Bahaman guys that are like not shark guys at all. And we want to see sharks. We want to see dangerous sharks. We want to see tiger sharks. That's what I swam with before. They're a very dangerous shark, but that's the shell. It's called bad ideas. And I'm like, what happens if we see tiger sharks? Which I know the professional tiger people told me, don't panic. Stay close to the boat. Keep your arms like this. Keep your arms down to your side.
Yeah.
Don't do this because they like to attack bait fish and they might just take a nip out of your hand. And I'm like, okay, that's what I was expecting to hear. And these guys go, oh, no, brada. You get out of the water. The tiger sharks are dangerous. Oh, we don't see tiger sharks. Oh, I'm not staying in the water if there's tiger sharks. And I'm like,
fuck.
What? So it was kind of a nightmare. But then I had to fire all those guys. And then we came back to the States and I filmed a bunch of episodes back here. And
great.
And all those episodes we ended up making work because we shot
enough.
It's only like 7 minutes long. And we shot for like 10 straight hours because I didn't trust this guy. Because I'm like, well, let's just get as much footage as we can so we can edit something together and have it be cool.
Good move.
And then we came back to the States and fired that crew and then hired a different crew and got Adam Newacek to direct it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then it went off without a hitch, but it was crazy. We were part of a demolition derby where me and Blake, where we drove, he was beneath and I was, and this was a race and two cars that are welded together and I'm up top steering, Blake's down below, just working the gas and the brakes. So, and we couldn't talk to each other. It was too loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were doing great, dude. We pass a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. We're like, I'm like steering fucking like a madman. We go around the last turn trying to like make first place.
Yeah.
And I took the corner a little sharp. Blake hit the gas a little too aggressively. He should have laid off the gas, seeing that I was going in a little sharp, but he hit it hard. And we go, shablam! And, oh, dude, my head was like, whoa.
Oh, my God.
And they, like, the whole audience was like, no! God! And then I come out, like, I just in the last 2 weeks, my ribs aren't bruised up.
No way. That was
two months ago.
Yeah. That's almost months ago.
Almost months ago, yeah. And then we put that to bed. We've been editing that. And then I went to South Carolina to shoot season 2 of The Righteous Gemstones.
Yep.
And it was kind of fun. I just went there. Coronavirus was a thing, but it didn't seem like a thing quite yet.
Yeah, remember you know I was texting you. I just got my Vegas shit canceled. And I was like, what's up? And you're like, we're fucking going, baby.
I know. I'm like embarrassed by it now. But
No.
Not that embarrassed.
No.
I didn't know how much of a thing it was. And we were like going to bars and restaurants. And it was like right before I started that Monday for Righteous Gemstone. So that whole weekend, we're like, we went to the Sturgill Simpson concert and hung out with him afterwards and was sharing a bottle of tequila with him. He came down with COVID the next day. So obviously we were in close proximity. So I don't know if I caught it from him, but it was weird. But we raged and then they canceled the show and we came back.
Well, it'll resume in return because it's wasn't it like HBO's highest rated show in a biggest, hot minute?
They called it New Game of Thrones better than Sopranos. That's what a lot of people were saying.
That's what they said verbatim.
I feel I feel like people who said that.
That's, yeah, that's how you get away with that. Well, I can't wait to see Bad Ideas. When does it hit Quibi? Soon?
It hits the Quib July, I believe, or end of June. I don't know. I should be better at plugging my own shit. But, you know, no, just get Quibi.
Yeah, you post
get,
about it.
Get Quibi.
Okay.
Get Quibi. And then watch shit. Do you have Quibi, by the way?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. It's pretty it's pretty fun.
It is cool. I'm pumped for Reno 911. Get my boy Tom Lennon right up in my face. And
it's weird. I wonder if it's doing as well during quarantine or not as well. Because
how do they
to me
that?
it feels like they don't know yet because it just came out like during quarantine, but like I wonder, at first I was like, oh, it's probably great now that everyone's stuck at home. They want more shit to watch.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you're going to sit in front of your TV, your big ass TV.
I know.
You know what I mean? You're going to watch movies and stuff on your big TV. You're not going to watch as many things on your phone.
I know.
So I don't know. Because to me, it's perfect for like when you're waiting in line somewhere and you have 10 minutes, six minutes, or you're like at the DMV and you're watching something, or, you know, your girl is shopping and you're sitting on one of those weird little couches that they have.
Women be shopping.
Women be shopping. That's the name of my new special.
Wait.
I've got new material.
Wait, Adam, no. Put down those typey hands. What's happening too fast?
Women be shopping. You know how women be when you're out at the store and all you want to do is take a nap. Women be shopping. Good idea, Adam. And this is why we cast. This is why we get on the pod. We cast it out. Let people know.
Well, when you do start drinking again, by the way, can you send me a case?
I haven't stopped drinking. I'm just not drinking.
Can you send me a case of your Ashland hard seltzer?
No. I know.
Why? Because I busted your balls with
go to the fucking store, dude. Go to the store and pick one up. How about you support, motherfucker? Huh?
Oh shit.
No, I actually can't even get a case. It's so hard for me to even get a case. Like, I'm like, yeah, hook it up.
Yeah, you're a founding member.
I know. Fucking invest a lot of money in this company, and they sent me two 12 packs, which they're seltzer water, so you just pound those. And like 2 days, and all of a sudden I have nothing.
Right.
So I don't know.
All right, we'll go get it.
It's only in Orange County and in San Diego right now. But then we're crushing. It's number two in Orange County and San Diego.
That's awesome.
After White Claw is still the number one stunner.
Yeah, they're the YouTube.
But then Truly, who like everyone knows Truly, you know, people drink Truly.
Yeah,
Like distant number three. We're number two.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah, so it's cool.
Well, I'll tell you two people that probably would love to drink some Ashland. And this is how I want to close this out, Ad. In a little game I like to call, who said that? Dan Bilzerian or Dirté?
Ooh, this is good.
Yeah, good game, right? For those of you who don't know,
Dirté, I feel is a better rhymer than Dan Bilzerian. I feel like Dan Bilzerian, you know, no shots fired because I do want to get invited to one of his weird sex parties, but is for sure a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? For sure, has an IQ of like an 11. So, and Dirt Nasty.
Dirté.
Oh, Dirté.
Yeah.
Dirt Nasty.
Yeah.
Dirté is funny. So.
Yeah, he's Dirté is my bro-in-law who is a white fella rapper, and he's got classic hits like "I'm an Asshole."
Dude, love that track.
I think you did. I think I played it for you when we were in Japan, and you could not get enough.
Yeah, that one's a good one, dude. He's just letting you know.
Letting me know what he's doing, who he's doing it to, and
oh yeah,
if you listen to the song close enough, it's my sister. All right, so here,
what is that line? And then I fucked that bitch, it's Adam's sister. dinner doggy style. It's Adam Ray's sister.
Oh man, I was at the show watching, just like first time ever seeing him live, and he's just like, "Oh, these bitches gonna suck my dick, the hoes, the bitches, the nasty tricks," and then he like pointed right at her in the front row, and I was like,
"Huh?"
And I look over, and one of his buddies next to me is like, "Dope song, right?" I'm like,
"Well,
all right." So here, right, the first quote,
Dirté.
Okay. Who said this? Dan Bilzerian or Dirté? Who said this? These aren't rap lines. These are just quotes. Okay. Snapchat is for kids and girls who want their life to be a reality show. Was that Dirté or Dan Bilzerian?
That is Dirté.
Oh, that is Dan Bilzerian.
No, hang on.
Oh.
That is Dan Bilzerian.
All right, points. We'll allow it. Points. Points.
No, we're not allowing that. I cheated.
Okay. Okay. By the way, if you win, you have to get three to win, and if you get three, I'll donate $10 to a charity of your choice.
Okay. All right, man. $10 is such a whack amount. So don't even give money. Don't even give money.
All right. In all my years of life, I still get shocked when the carpets don't match the drapes. Dirté.
Oh, that's Dirté. That is Dirté. So. Absolutely, in all my years of life. Yeah.
Oh, shit. You got that. Point.
By the way, I thought Dirté, I was thinking Dirt Nasty, Simon Rex, initially. So I kind of changed my statement about what I said earlier.
Okay, I got it. Hand sanitizer kills COVID-19, right? And it lives in your sinuses. So... snort the hand sanitizer, and boom, I broke the code. Dan Bilzerian or Dirté?
I feel like that's Dirté again.
Points. You're right. That's Dirté. Taking a hard stance on how to cure the COVID.
Yeah. Boom. Got it.
Okay. Climbing the mountain is always more fun than sitting at the top. Dan Bilzerian or Dirté?
That's a Bilzerian. He's trying to climb mountains. He's trying to make money. He's trying to sell... sex, baby.
Yeah, there's a threesome at the top of that mountain for sure.
Yeah.
Mount fuck a lot. If a person bluffs a lot in poker, he just thinks everyone else is bluffing more often. Dan Bilzerian or Dirté?
That is a Bilzerian because I know he plays a lot of poker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Bilzerian for sure.
Nailing this so far. I started off pretty weak and then
you are crushing it.
Hitting him with the hot sauce.
I think having personal freedom and not being politically correct and not playing the game is a good message in our fucking pussified situation that we're in now.
Well, Dirté. Dirté, man. Dirté is just fucking aggressive, dude.
Oh, that's Bulgarian. That is, that's
Bulgarian. Okay. Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
Fucking. All right. I can see that.
If you want to go to Vegas in the middle of the night, then that's just what I'll do. Dan Bilzerian or Dirté?
Bilzerian.
Yeah, you got it. It's unreal how lucky some of these kids are. Their parents just give them money and they sit around and play Xbox all day.
Bilzerian?
Yeah, good call. Bilzerian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Here we go.
Make it a good one, dude.
Been born to win since hip and Dirté to them sucker duckers. Hashtag Corey Tate. Fire emoji.
Well, you said Dirté in the lines. I mean, yeah, I have to say, I know Bilzerian's a fan, so Bilzerian said that.
Okay, that's good. That was Dirté. That was
Dirté. Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Oh, see, I thought Bilzerian was a fan.
Last one. There's a two-parter. Two quotes. Who said these two things? This girl said, "You're lame for not partying on Saturday, bitch. Every day of my life is a Saturday. You think I give a fuck that you have a job?" Comma, all the big cars, bitches, and bullshit in the world won't make you as happy as having one good pal. Friendship.
Okay. Damn. All right, bitch. You think I care? You got a job? Be a good friend. Bilzerian?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Adam Devine.
Woo. Okay. So the $10 I'd like for you to give.
I want it to go.
In these trying times, I feel that it's important that we socially distance, come together. And that's why Frosted Mini Wheats and the Red Cross are teamed up. I love all those fucking dumb commercials that every, I feel like they've slowed down. I feel like they, like everybody's, it's like.
Dude, I got an email from Men's
Wellness. You got to stay on the road of life.
Together, yeah.
Yeah. You got to stay on the road of life. That's why Goodrich Tires and.
Yeah, it's not about the outside. It's about the inside that matters. That's why Gushers and Fruit by the Foots have gotten together.
Yes. That's why Ashley's Furniture and the American Red Cross have teamed together. Yeah, no, give Children's Hospitals, dude.
You got it. You got it.
Children's Miracle Network. Give that $10.
I'll donate. I will. I did give a lot to some hospital feeding families things, but that's nice. Not, you know, there. Yeah.
Man, I feel helpless. No, you're bragging. You are bragging. So, yeah, we get it. You donated. Cool.
Who, all right, one more quote so we end on a funny note. It's so crazy to me how many girls have left shoes at my house. It's like, how the fuck did you get home, and how do you not notice you're missing shoes?
That's a Bulgarian. You know girls are leaving shoes at his house.
By the way, he's so angry about it. How the fuck do you get home and not know you don't have shoes on?
Well, I feel like those guys, they're not writers, so they just write how they talk.
Oh.
And that can be said as a, how the fuck do they not know that they don't have shoes
on? You're right.
But when it's written out, it looks, and they probably capitalize the fuck because they don't know what they're doing.
Okay. You know? Well, then, all right. Well, now I hear what you're saying. If you played Bilzerian in a movie, deliver this quote like it's a line in the movie. Ready? I need to take my family Christmas picture. Message me if you have a rocket launcher I can borrow.
Hey, guys. I need to take my family's Christmas picture. Message me if you got a fucking rocket launcher that I can borrow.
I take it back. My $10 is going to the Kickstarter to get the damn Bilzerian movie fucking in production.
He's aggro, dude, man. I threw in a fuck just because, baby. Those are the improvs you can expect, Steven Soderbergh, when you direct me in the Dan Bilzerian biopic. I'm Adam Devine, 5'8", and I'll be playing Dan Bilzerian in the Dan Bilzerian biopic.
Oh, my God. I'm not even joking, dude. That's not a bad idea. All you'd have to do is probably, like, put on 80 more pounds. Dude, look at you. You're on your way,
though. Of lean muscle mass. All right. Well, time for me to freaking get my schwork out on and quit talking to your fucking stanky ass.
Let me go move up with some fucking Aspen cologne. Thanks for talking, man. I miss you. This is great.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
You know?
Yeah, I miss you, man. You know, when this is all said and done, let's get stupefied.
I was genuinely looking forward to coming to South Carolina for, I had penciled out a week. And I was genuinely pumped up. So that was, I know there's so many other things to be concerned about, but when you told me that was not happening, I was like, I've never even been. And the picture you and Walshy painted and the house that you lived in out there, I was like, that just seems like a really fun time and a cool city.
Well, the house this year is not as good.
I take it back. I'm not going.
The owner of the house that I'm renting this time has a real affinity for slave art. So kind of a weird vibe.
Yeah.
For sure a white guy. For sure a white guy.
Oh, God.
So much slavery art.
No. Yeah. A couple pieces, so, maybe?
A couple fun pieces. Yeah. Everybody has a few fun slavery pieces. No, dude. Like, for sure, like 15. Like, the amount of slavery art, not all of it's slavery art, but just like black little figurine people.
No,
and I'm like,
dude, none of that.
You're a white guy in the South. Just don't have these little sculptures everywhere. Don't have paintings of black folks working a cotton field.
Oh, God.
Multiple of them. Like, just don't buy that.
Yeah, there's so many other things you can buy.
So that's what you'll be visiting, my man. Can't wait.
I can't wait.
Excited.
I love you. Bad Ideas, we'll check it out when it's coming up. And go rewatch the special.
Quibbies.
It's so funny, and you're the best.
Yeah, thanks, man. All right.
I'll talk to you soon,
Ed. Later, dog.
Bye, buddy.
Peace.
Something to listen to next? Well, check out this other show from Cast Media.
Whoa. There's something down there.
I see dead people.
I'll be back.
I was way off.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
They don't make the movie.
The movie ends, and I remember going, either that's the most brilliant movie ever, or we're so freaking effed.
But they can make or break it.
The trailer was great. When they saw it, they realized that the movie was going to be great.
From DG Entertainment and Clio Entertainment.
I'll tell you the dark but funny truth about the whole thing.
Trailer geeks and teaser gods.
Oh, this is amazing. I can't believe people get paid to do this.
The fate of the movies is in their hands.
And the fate of our podcast is in your hands. So please subscribe to Trailer Geeks and Teaser Gods on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts.